This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Movie theaters are in phase three of California's reopening for now, and we're not even all the way through phase two yet. But if you're looking for something more than Netflix, On Demand, or Apple TV, here's an idea. How about an online film festival? That's the uplift today. We're going to talk about a few festivals. Cecile Moet Downs is executive and artistic director and the founder of the Sacramento French Film Festival. She's joining us by phone. Hi, Cecile. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, Beth. Glad to be here.
So you are a movie lover. How are you doing? Are you missing the experience during this stay-at-home time?
I really miss the experience of sitting in the movie theater, getting dark, and the expectation of the film starting and your popcorn. And yes, I totally miss the experience. But luckily, in terms of content, there's plenty of things to be seen at home, which is the good part of these days, the online situation is much better than it would have been if this had happened 20 years ago.
Oh, that is so true. So explain what you're doing with the French Film Festival right now.
So the French Film Festival, the 19th French Film Festival, was supposed to happen at the Crest Theater in June. And we are going to go with a festival, with a virtual festival. We are going to set up our own online platform, and we're going to bring films that that are in absolute exclusivity in the U.S. that can only be seen through our portal. So we are very excited to be able to still, bring a festival. So instead of being over two weekends, it's going to be during 10 days, and we are going to offer a new film every day, and the films are going to be available, of course, to be watched on demand for more than one day so that everybody can watch them. And we're going to have a Zoom question and answer. The other good thing about being online is that we are able to have a remote question and answer, so we are hoping to be able to do some Q&A with the guests we would have invited in Sacramento, but they would be in France, and our audience would be here, and we would still be able to communicate through Zoom. And we're also hoping to partner with some restaurants. We're just trying to do that so that people can order local food and while they're watching a movie. So we're going to pair the restaurants with the film. So we have some very exciting things coming up, and it's going to start on June 18. And right now,
right now, you already have you're trying out this virtual opportunity.
Because so that's a way for us to test how it works, and that's also a way for us to support the film distributors and for our audience to support us. We are offering virtual cinema right now with American film distributors. We are offering new films, classics, and this is just like a regular rental. You know, people go and they go through our portal to watch the film, and they can click on rent, they pay their rental fee, and they can watch new French films, so our classics. So that's been very successful. We had Zoom Q&As already, and it's very nice to see people. Everybody's happy to still feel connected, because our festival is a little community, and
right.
And the part of being together and talking about the film was always, one of the most important things we were offering. So we're glad to still be able to do that.
So you have two films opening on the 29th, and just mention a little bit about each.
Okay, so we have, as I said, so we're presenting classics and new films. So the new film is called Papicha, and it's a co-production with France and Algeria. So it takes place in Algiers in the 1990s. And it's the story about, in the 1990s, the Islamists were coming up strong in Algeria. And the freedom of women was one of the first to be to be curbed. And so it's the story of this young student who wants to organize a fashion show at a time where women are supposed to be covered. And it's really a beautiful film. It won the César for Best First Feature and for Most Promising Actress this year. So we are very, very excited to present this one. It would have been part of the festival if the festival had been
right.
a regular festival. So this is a very unique film, and it was very quite successful for our first film in France, too, when it was released. And we're also releasing classic comedies, very hilarious classic comedy from the 1950s, starring three of France's most famous and beloved actors. And it takes place during the occupation of France, and two men have to cross Paris with bags full of black market meat, and they have to, you know, to face the police, the French police, the German police. They have to try to, you know, it's contraband, and so it's just like if it was it's meat, but it's like if it was a drug deal, you know. And it's really, really, really funny. I haven't seen it in a very long time, and I'm very excited to watch it again. And we're going to have a Q&A with Chuck Zinkman in Los Angeles, and he's been our guest several times. Specialist of Jean Gabin.
Say that title in French.
Oh, sorry. In French it's called La Traversée de Paris, right, which is Crossing Paris. And it's been translated with so many different titles in English over the years, which is funny. And now it's called Four Bags Full, sorry, because it's the four bags full of meat.
Okay. We will post a link to the Sacramento French Film Festival. It is a .org, not .com. And so we will have that on our website, and you can find out everything you need to know about the films. And I hope your family and friends in France are doing okay. France and Paris have been hit so hard by this pandemic.
The situation is very similar. I think France is also in phase two, maybe a little bit closer to phase three, but everything in France is still closed as well.
All right. Well, you take care. We look forward to the day we can see the films with you in person again, Cécile. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Beth. Everybody stay safe.
Thank you. That's Cécile Mouette Downs. She is executive and artistic director and the founder of the Sacramento French Film Festival. Sacramento's Jewish Film Festival is underway, too, and the festival's director, Tevin Laxar, is on the phone. Hi, Tevin. Glad to have you back with us.
Hi, Beth. Glad to be back with you.
So tell me about the fancy footwork you had to do. How have you reorganized the film festival?
Well, we've had the same challenges that Cécile was describing just now. We haven't quite put the festival back yet. Our festival was in February of this year, as you know, because you joined us on stage,
right,
which was lovely. And our next official festival is not due until March of 2021. But meanwhile, during this period of home confinement, we are hosting a weekly film that it's presented through the Jewish Federation of Sacramento, which is our prime sponsor. And so we do a feature film and a short film each week. We don't know how long we'll be doing that, but that's what we're doing now. And we're looking into what happens with our full festival, whether we'll be doing a virtual festival, or if we're going back to the Crest Theater in some fashion, or perhaps using the drive-in theater that's out off of Bradshaw. You know, many different ideas are percolating. But for now, we are doing a virtual weekly festival.
So,
quote-unquote festival.
Yeah, I thought what was happening right now was an extension of the festival, but it sounds a bit like it's a community service or a gift to everybody.
Exactly. It is a community service that we are providing. The Federation's been sending out an email every day And each day of the week, it's a different function. We may be talking about Jewish family services. We may be talking about, you know, lectures, book screenings. But every day we're doing something for the community. And my particular program is highlighting a film each week.
So I think on Wednesday, The Zigzag Kid is going to be presented on May 27th. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right. That'll be screening for approximately we have arrangements with the filmmakers or the producers for usually 4 or 5 days.
All right. We will post a link to the website, and will people be able to find out there how to access or share in this screening?
Yes. On the homepage of our festival, it's jewishsac.org/SJFF. And if you can provide a link, that would be great.
We will.
So on that homepage, there is a link where someone can sign on for the Federation email list. And this is a family-friendly film. It's very spirited and fun. And I really encourage people to see it. There'll be a short film from UK called 100 Faces that will precede it. And a shout out, I'll give you a quick preview. From June 11 to 16, we have a very special film that's won 21 audience awards throughout the world. It's called Golda's Balcony. Mm. And it's a one-woman play that was on Broadway starring Tova Feldshaw. And we're having the filmmaker do a Q&A on June 16 at 7 p.m. So that will follow 5 days of having the film screened.
Oh, that's great. And that starts June 11th, correct?
June 11th, right. And I can provide you more information about that.
Okay, so we'll post the links. And Tevin, thank you so much. I'm so glad to hear about all these options. There are a lot of riches out there for movie lovers. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We're glad that we can do this for our community.
Well, and you take care. Best wishes to everybody. And again, I look forward to being able to be with you in person somewhere in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you so much.
That's Tevin Laxar. He is Sacramento's Jewish Film Festival director. One more, the Sacramento Film Festival, which this year has a big anniversary, and now it's going to have a big, long calendar. The festival director, Martin Anaya, is on the phone. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Hi, Beth. I am wonderful.
So
how about yourself? How are you?
Good. We're good here. We're still coming to the office, but you've done some fancy footwork. And now what you have before you, I guess, is called the Digital Odyssey, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's fascinating. When the COVID thing struck, it's literally a month before we're supposed to unveil the 25th anniversary Sacramento Film Festival. And I can tell you all the years and all the time and effort just to put in for this year, our initial thought was, this is horrible, what a horrible thing and what a horrible timing. But we've been doing this thing. It's a conference called the Digital Odyssey, which is the world's first transmedia conference. In essence, this is teaching creators, content creators and filmmakers how the new way of business is done. And a lot of that is utilizing the internet, utilizing technology, reaching audiences in new ways. And we thought, you know what, rather than cry in our milk, why don't we just be true to what we're already doing with this Digital Odyssey conference and turn the entire film festival into one big Digital Odyssey. And that's exactly what we've done. So we're completely 100% COVID compliant, as my joke is with the filmmakers.
I have to do a bit of a disclaimer here because I submitted a film that my partners and I produced this year, and it was accepted by your film festival. This film is Lady Jessie. And so for somebody in my situation or the many, many other filmmakers who contributed, how is this going to stretch out then in what might typically be a one day or a one weekend event?
Yeah, actually, so our event has grown over the years into what became an 8-day event, and what would have been literally an 8 or 9 day, if you count the opening party, the gala, would have been a 9-day event this year. So what we decided was, rather than to try to pack that into to 9 consecutive days, why don't we stretch it out, just like you indicated, over the course of several months, where two things will happen. One, we look at it almost more like a television show or a webisode, in that we'll have one day a week, like a Wednesday or a Saturday, depending on what kind of programming we're doing, if it's a conference or if it's a film screening. And that will give the individual promotions of that thing, that entity, more of a time to grow and breathe. And it doesn't pack it into the traditional festival sense, because there's really no upside for us to do that. People are going to have a lot of other activities and a lot of other plans. So for us, it allows us to breathe. And to quite honestly, because again, we are, you know, doing this on the fly, as it were,
right.
it gives us an opportunity to reach out to those filmmakers and say, hey, look, we have this other opportunity, and it's not what you expected, but would you like to go with us on this journey, this digital odyssey?
So that's the one big question that I can hear people wondering is, oh, you're saying things that I need to know or I need to learn. How do I get involved? So do you want to put that out there? Because this may be people discovering the Sacramento Film Festival in a way that they had never known about before.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, honestly, Beth, in our way of looking at it, you know, we're second to the Gay and Lesbian Festival. We're the oldest film festival in Sacramento. And I can remember in the early days, you know, talking to Cecile about the formation of her festival. I can remember Margie Park, the original executive director of the Jewish Film Festival, and having conversations with Margie about how to put on a physical event. But again, in this new era, it is an opportunity for someone like us and someone like what the Jewish and the French film festivals are doing to really bring what we do to audiences in a brand new way. And eventually one day we're all going to come back and we're all going to be able to go to the Crest together, or to go to the Delta King or one of these other wonderful venues together. But I think ongoing, this is going to be a new adjunct to what we do and a new and exciting way to introduce new audiences. And I'm really, actually, to be honest with you, I'm really looking forward to this. I think the timing was right. All things aside, with what a horrible pandemic this is, it has, in a weird and strange way, provided some opportunities for us to grow and experience new challenges to overcome.
All right, I'm going to leave it there, Martin. Those are really inspiring words to start a new week. So thanks for joining us. Good luck in all you're doing. I appreciate having you on the show today.
Thank you so much, Beth.
That's Martin Anaya, director of the Sacramento Film Festival. We'll post links to all the festivals, but if there's one that you like, check it out online. It might be there. Noon press conference by the governor will be coming up. You'll hear it live on CAP Radio. Thanks for joining us. Stay safe and take care.